Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 8th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Hundreds of people watched on as the police carried out their work.
PSNI asks for backup due to ongoing Belfast street violence, and new report shows how families are locked out of housing. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the PSNI is asking for extra officers from the UK to act as backup to its own staff. It says ongoing street violence and disorder in Belfast has forced it to significantly mobilise officers. The Assistant Chief Constable says that means members will be working longer hours and working on rest days. She's asked for more help from the UK's National Police Coordination Centre to assist with the disorder. Meanwhile, the Northern Ireland Assembly will be recalled at noon today. It's to discuss the violent scenes after anti-immigration protests in Belfast. Chris Brennan reports.
Well, the recall comes following a petition submitted by the Alliance Party and backed by the SDLP and Sinn Féin. A statement confirming the recall came shortly after Stormont's First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly issued a joint statement saying there must be a zero-tolerance approach to racism and wanton destruction. The recall motion urges the Assembly to condemn the criminal damage and targeting of businesses, as well as rejecting all forms of Islamophobia, xenophobia and racism. Several business owners said they felt abandoned by police as crowds involved in a protest in the city centre dispersed and attacked shops and restaurants. Police mounted a significant security operation during lengthy confrontations between anti-Islamic protesters and those taking part in an anti-racist rally in Belfast city centre over the weekend.
There were no properties available under the HAP rental scheme in 10 out of 16 areas surveyed around the country. The Simon Communities of Ireland's quarterly locked out of the market report from June shows only 43 properties were available to rent under the scheme countrywide. Athlone, Cork City Centre, County Leitrim and Limerick City Centre were some of the areas where no properties were available. Executive Director of Simon, Wayne Stanley, says the availability of property outside of cities was particularly bad.
The housing assistance payment really is not a route out of homelessness or a preventative measure for people who are at risk. I suppose particularly if you're outside the Dublin region, there is very, very little to nothing.
Last month was the second warmest on record globally. Figures from the EU's Climate Monitoring Service show it was slightly behind July 2023. News Talk's Ben Finnegan reports.
For the first time in over a year, the monthly temperature records globally haven't been broken. However, temperature in July last month were only second to the previous July in 2023. The average around the planet was 16.91 degrees, 1.64 degrees above the pre-industrial era. That is higher than the commitment in the Paris Climate Accord to limit the worst effects of climate change. However, it's not representative in the long-term average, which scientists are looking at. That long-term average, which goes back to 1990, shows temperatures are now 0.76 above. However, in Europe, the issue is most acute, where temperatures are 1.49 degrees above that long-term average. The report also shows the El Niño effect, which causes higher temperatures, is ending and being replaced by a cooler phenomenon, La Niña.
Bad driver behaviour can be reported online from today. A new online Garda traffic watch form on the Garda.ie website will be continuously monitored and cases escalated if needed. Alan Cantwell has more.
Traffic Watch is described as a partnership approach with all road users, aimed at improving driver behaviour, reducing the number of road collisions and preventing fatalities. Members of the public can report non-emergency traffic-related incidents using the online reporting form, which will be live on the Garda website, garda.ie. The online reports are logged by staff at the Garda Information Services Centre, who then forward the report to the superintendent in the relevant area. The superintendent will appoint a member of the force to investigate the complaint. If an offence is believed to have been committed, a file is submitted to the superintendent, who will decide what action, if any, is to be taken. Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman said Traffic Watch has been important in providing an opportunity for the public to report aggressive and careless drivers.
US President Joe Biden says he's not confident of a peaceful transfer of power if Donald Trump loses the presidential election in November. He's made the comments in his first interview since stepping down as the Democratic nominee. Donald Trump has previously said it would be a bloodbath for the country if he doesn't win. Speaking to CBS News, Joe Biden says the comments shouldn't be taken lightly.
He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. So look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. They're elected, they're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right? You can't love your country only when you win.
Three Taylor Swift concerts due to start in Austria tonight have been cancelled over a suspected terror plot. The singer was scheduled to play in Vienna, but the event organisers said they had no choice but to cancel the shows for everyone's safety. Two suspects have been arrested over the alleged plan, which looked to target major events in Vienna. In entertainment news, the Kneecap film is hitting Irish cinema screens from today. The Irish language movie, based on the Belfast rap trio of the same name, already holds a Sundance Film Festival award and has been selected as the Irish submission for the Oscars. Speaking to News Talk at the Dublin premiere last night, group member Mowgli Bapp joked about how the concept came about.
We got approached by Rich Papiot. He's from England, unfortunately, in the Middle East. And we were very sceptical at first because Englishmen coming to profit off Irish labour for a long time has been happening in Ireland. So when he approached us, we ignored him for 6 months. But finally, he got through to us and he bought us some pints of Guinness.
And Beamish.
And we discovered that he was serious about the project and then we started working together in 2019.
And in sport at the Olympics, Rashida Adeleke says she'll need to tidy up some things for tomorrow's 400-metre final. She's been drawn in lane four after qualifying sixth fastest from last night's semi-finals. Newry's Kate O'Connor gets her heptathlon campaign underway this morning, first with the 100-metre hurdles and then the high jump. Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow have plenty of work to do to drag themselves back into contention in the women's golf. They resume on 6 over par, 13 shots behind the leader. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.